This edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles is sponsored by Radio KSCR, variety radio at its best. 3000 Records, where promoting independent musicians, bands, and record labels is the name of the game. Diamond Disc Audio, professional mastering at any budget. And Capacity Productions, the number one source in online promotions. Ever get a feeling there's nothing on the radio? Then tune in to Radio KSCR. KSCR Radio is variety radio at its best. Spinning the best in rap, rock, R&B, alternative, and electro. Experience what you've been missing. Tune in and turn yourself on to great music. Visit us at RadioKSCR.com. Get famous with a little help from Capacity Productions, a specialized service getting you more likes, followers, fans, and clients on all social networking sites. Capacity Productions is the number one source for online promotions with over 15 years experience. So what are you waiting for? Get famous with Capacity Productions. Check us out at CapacityProductions.net. Put your finger on the pulse of the music industry. You want a team to promote your music? Then look no further than 3000 Records, where promoting independent musicians, bands, and record labels is the name of the game. So get connected and gain exposure to the masses. You've got a career to get started. 3000 Records. Visit us at 3000records.com.
Diamond Disc Audio is a full-service multimedia company specializing in audio mastering services as well as mixing, CD and DVD duplication, video editing and authoring, graphic design, web design, and lots more. Let us help you put those finishing touches on your final mixes in the all-important mastering stage. Don't you want your project to be the equivalent to major label releases when it comes to volume, EQ, and compression? That's where we come in. We are dedicated to providing top quality creative services and affordable prices to indie artists and music companies. Based in Nashville, we have many major credits and have worked on thousands of indie projects over the last 16 years. Visit our website now at www.diamonddiscaudio.com.
You're listening to Rockwired.com, online radio that rocks. From Rockwired Sound in Albuquerque, New Mexico, of all places, this is Rockwired Radio Profiles with your host, Brian Lush, exclusively at rockwired.com. Jump up and down in my... Today, Rockwired gives it up for Jane Rose and the Dead End Boys and their forthcoming album, Damaged Goods. Stick around for more. Rockwired Radio Profiles is powered by Rockwired Media, LLC. A limited liability company. Please stand by. McQueen, prettiest boy I've ever seen. See him shake on the movie screen. Jimmy Dean. Welcome to the latest edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles, exclusively at rockwired.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and the music is out there. And today we're giving it up for the band Jane Rose and the Dead End Boys, who are on the verge of releasing their brand new album, Damaged Goods. Rockwired had a chance to speak with Jane Rose regarding the album, and you're going to hear that interview in just a few minutes. But first, from their forthcoming album, Damaged Goods, here is Jane Rose and the Dead End Boys with Whiskey Nights.
I've got a taste. When I'm down on the town, if you saw
From their forthcoming album, Damaged Goods, that was Jane Rose and the Dead End Boys with Whiskey Nights. Check out the band at their official website, www.janerosemusic.com. Rockwired had a chance to speak with Jane Rose regarding the band and their forthcoming album, and here's how the interview went.
Well, I hear you guys are putting the finishing touches on an album that you plan to have released very soon. So, how do you feel about it now that the work is almost out there for people to listen to?
I'm so relieved. Relieved and excited. This has been a progress for about a year in recording and putting stuff together and finding the right people to help us, you know, finish this project. And, yeah, I'm just so relieved and excited to finally get some of this stuff out. I know we have a little bit of anxious listeners.
And who all's helping you behind the mixing board for this album? Who all helped put it together for you?
This first album, a friend of ours, Brian Irwin, from Monster Studios here in Nashville, has been finishing up as far as all the mixing goes and the mastering. It was recorded, mostly recorded, at a place called Fry Pharmacy by Scott McEwen in Lakewood, Tennessee. It's a really cool, vintage, all-analog studio. And so he did all the engineering, and now Brian from Monster Studios is helping us get everything all mastered and mixed and sounding good.
And how do you feel this album is going to be different from your previous release?
We spent a little bit, our first CD we released not even a year after being together. So this one, we've been together for about 2.5 years, and you can definitely tell the Nashville influence. You know, the first one, I had only been here for maybe, not even a year. I'd been in Nashville before we released Ultracide. This one, you know, I realized I've got a couple of honky-tonks on it, and I've also got a lot of songs about whiskey. So I started listening to this, and I was like, wow, I can hear a little bit of the Nashville influence, which is really cool. And it's got some edge to it, too, still, so...
I see. And talk about the genesis of this band. How did it all get started for you and the guys?
Oh, goodness. Well, let's see, I moved here to Nashville going on a little over 3 years ago. Kind of hard to describe. I mean, the Dead End Boys have been a mixture of people over the last 3 years. Peaches, who is my drummer now, actually joined up with us about 7 months ago. So this new album has Peaches play drums, and it also has my original drummer, JD, who just recently passed away. He's off on this CD. My bass player, Fargo, he's been with me for about 2.5 years now, so he's been probably, he's the senior Dead End Boy of this current group.
I see.
Fargo's on the CD, and then Sam also found, I think it was both of these guys I found, you know, on Craigslist, hey, you know, looking for musicians, and they responded, and, you know, we all clicked really well. Sam's playing guitar, and he's on 4 of these tracks, because he hasn't been with us for very long. We do have a couple of Nashville legends, Chris Costello, who is playing guitar on some of these tracks, and also John DeHoyos, another Nashville musician, both really good friends of mine. So we have some guest guitarists, and then we have Sam, our main guy on guitar, too.
This isn't a band, this is a staple.
Yeah. it's hard in Nashville, you know, sometimes... Yeah, I usually have other projects going on too, but
right.
I do have my core group, and thank God, I have my core group, and every now and then, you know, schedules conflict, and I have to have a friend of mine fill in or something, but that's the beauty of Nashville too, though.
Right, exactly,
you know, I tour constantly, I want to play all the time. I've been off the road for a couple of months now, trying to finish up this album, and I'm going nuts. I'm used to being on the road.
Got you. And talk about life on the road. I mean, obviously you love it. So, but you know, what can be some of the setbacks and what's good about it?
Some of the setbacks are, some of the setbacks are kind of what's good about it too. You know, it's rough for sure. It's not like it's not glamorous at all. Some people think, you know, you're going on the road and you're gonna make lots of money and stay in motels, and that's not really the case. Sometimes you play a gig and you play for 4 hours and you make enough money to have enough gas down the road and eat. But whether or not you're going to get a place to stay is always up in the air sometimes. But it's an adventure. You know, I wouldn't trade any of it for anything because it's definitely an adventure. You have to have the right personality, that's for sure. You have to be up for anything, and things constantly change. We got back from a month and a half tour from Seattle and back, and that's the longest any of us have been on the road, and it was amazing. Stressful, but amazing.
Check out the band at their official website, www.janerosemusic.com. Here is Jane Rose and the Dead End Boys with the title track of their forthcoming CD, Damaged Goods.
You ain't damaged.
You're listening to Rockwired Radio Profiles exclusively at Rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks. Rockwired Media is pleased to announce the Rockwired Artist of the Month, Polarity. Canada's hottest rock export has taken home the brass ring, and this is just the beginning for lead singer Jasmine Virginia and the Boys. With a full-length CD and an EP behind them, Polarity is currently at work on their forthcoming LP, due in 2014. It's going to be a big year for this band. Just remember, Rockwire told you so. Polarity, Rockwire.com's Artist of the Month. Check out the band at their official website, www.polaritymusic.com. On June 21st, 2014, in Fredericksburg, Virginia, join us for a 21-band salute to our troops. Operation Rockfest. Two stages, 21 bands. Operation Rockfest. A festival giving back to those who have given so much to this country. Operation Rockfest. An amazing rock show supporting America's heroes. Operation Rockfest. A lineup like no other, including Pop Evil, Nonpoint, Bogaflex, Love and Death, Gemini Syndrome, Saving Abel, Super Bob, Like a Storm, Elysium, Almost Kings, Wayland, Another Lost Year, Blacklight District, Silver Tongue, Shallow Side, Blame Shift, Madrone, Sand, 2012 Tribe, Stairwell, and Ignite the Fire. Operation Rockfest. June 21st, 2014 in Fredericksburg, Virginia. Tickets are available at eventfarm.com/OPRockfest. Ever get a feeling there's nothing on the radio? Then tune in to Radio KSCR. KSCR Radio is variety radio at its best, spinning the best in rap, rock, R&B, alternative, and electro. Experience what you've been missing. Tune in and turn yourself on to great music. Visit us at RadioKSCR.com.
Disc Audio is a full-service multimedia company specializing in audio mastering services as well as mixing, CD and DVD duplication, video editing and authoring, graphic design, web design, and lots more. Let us help you put those finishing touches on your final mixes in the all-important mastering stage. Don't you want your project to be the equivalent to major label releases when it comes to volume, EQ, and compression? That's where we come in. We are dedicated to providing top-quality creative services and affordable prices to indie artists and music companies. Based in Nashville, we have many major credits and have worked on thousands of indie projects over the last 16 years. Visit our website now at www.diamonddiscaudio.com.
Get famous with a little help from Capacity Productions, a specialized service getting you more likes, followers, fans, and clients on all social networking sites. Capacity Productions is the number one source for online promotions with over 15 years experience. So what are you waiting for? Get famous with Capacity Productions. Check us out at capacityproductions.net. Passionate, fearless, innovative. Gorgeous Media is an award-winning firm specializing in artist development, branding, creative consultation, event planning, music supervision, publicity, and talent management for all areas of the entertainment industry, from music, film, fashion, theater, and art. To schedule a free consultation, email us at info@gorgeousmediagroup.com or call us at 323-782-9000. That number again is 323-782-9000. Without a doubt, the future is looking gorgeous. Visit us at gorgeousmediagroup.com. Put your finger on the pulse of the music industry. You want a team to promote your music? Then look no further than 3000 Records, where promoting independent musicians, bands, and record labels is the name of the game. So get connected and gain exposure to the masses. You've got a career to get started. 3000 Records. Visit us at 3000records.com. You're listening to Rockwired Radio Profiles exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks. Welcome back to the latest edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles, exclusively at rockwired.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and today we're giving it up for Jane Rose and the Dead End Boys and their forthcoming album, Damaged Goods. Rockwired had a chance to speak with Jane Rose regarding the band and their forthcoming album, and here's how the rest of the interview went.
And before this band, what was your musical experience?
Before this band, I had a band in St. Louis, and it was kind of a rockabilly band, too. I was with them for about a year, and unfortunately St. Louis was a little just too far away from Kentucky, from Louisville and Elizabethtown, Kentucky, is what I call home. A little too far away, so I'm just closer to home, which ended up being Nashville, was right down the road from the city. So, and then before them, I was in a folk band, actually, Louisville, Kentucky, a folk rock band for about 5 years. I've got a lot of history in music.
Got you.
And this one here, I mean, I don't know. I saw a friend of mine's band play called the Jive Rockets back then in Kentucky, and I just fell in love with this style of music, and it's so much fun to play. Keeps you moving.
And talk about the songwriting process within this band. Tell me how you go about it.
Generally, I do most of all the songwriting. Words come to me and different, you know, emotions pass through, and I get the chord progression down, and then I bring the song to the group, and I say, here's something I got. Let's see if it works or something we can do. And, you know, the Fargo writes the bass lines. Sam writes the leads. You know, Peaches writes the drums part. But actually, this upcoming album, Peaches, has a song on it. Our drummer wrote a song.
Wow.
It's been exciting because I'm so excited to not have to be the only person writing. So it's been pretty great. I like to be able to work in collaboration if and when possible.
And what songs off of the forthcoming album have you the most excited?
I'm really, really excited about our Honky Tonk. There's two of them on there. Just real old school. I wrote the first one, which is Whiskey Nuts and Neon Lights. It's also going to be available on a 45, 7-inch vinyl. I wrote this song after spending a lot of time down at the Honky Tonks and drinking whiskey. And you can tell. You can tell. I'm really excited about that because it's my first attempt at this type of music. It was the first one recorded back in June, I think, of last year. And it's got all the bells and whistles. It's got steel guitar, baritone. It just sounds friggin' awesome. Chris Costello played guitar on that song. I'm really excited about that one. And then I really like the song called Consequences, which is a real psychobilly, almost horror-sounding tune. So it's kind of, you know, complete opposites there. You're going to hear some opposites on this album for sure.
And in live shows, I mean, well, what songs are getting the audience going the most of the new material?
of the new material, a lot of people do like the Honky Tonks. They also like a song called Man's Ruin, which is almost got a cramped feel to it. A lot of people love, like, our drummer, the song he wrote, Sprung a Leak. A lot of people really dig that song a lot. We've got a lot of really awesome and positive feedback about that. And like I said, the Man's Ruin song, this kind of cramped punk style feeling and Honky Tonks.
I see. And how far away are you guys from a release of this new album?
We're actually doing a photo shoot tomorrow for the album cover.
All right.
The CD, I'm doing a final listen through, making sure everything is good to go, but the music is just about done. I'm really trying hard to get this out by the middle of next month.
And what would you like people to come away with after they've heard it?
Well, I would hope that it would certainly brighten their day. And even if the music is a little crazy and the lyrics are a little dark, I'd like it to make them feel better, you know? Listen to a song like Constance's and go, yeah, that bastard. She wrote that song about my ex. And then laugh about it, you know? I've had people, you know, tell me from my last album, Pultricide, man, I was having a bad day, and then I put your CD in, Dane, and it just made me happy, so... I'd like to make them happy.
And are there any plans for music videos for any of the new songs, like you did with your last album?
Yes, there is. We're just trying to decide which song. We've got a lot of ideas. It's just a matter of deciding, okay, which one can we realistically make happen?
And once the album's out, what's going to be next for the band?
Well, writing, of course. You know, I've already started on new songs and got going in my head, you know, new ideas and stuff like that, and, you know, push for the next album. Like I said, we already have a 45 out. We love the vinyl ideas, get the new album, and tour as much as possible, get the new music out there as much as possible. Maybe try to see if some of these songs would work well on TV shows or movie themes, stuff like that.
Check out the band at their official website, www.janerosemusic.com. From their forthcoming album, Damaged Goods, here is Jane Rose and the Dead End Boys with Consequences.
To the drawer, baby, and pull out my 45.
that's going to do it for this edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles. A special thanks goes out to Jane Rose for her time and, more importantly, the music. For Rockwired, I'm Brian Lush, and remember, keep your eyes forward, never look back, and make it up as you go.
Jane, Steve McQueen, pretty as
Rockwired Radio Profiles is powered by Rockwired Media LLC, a limited liability company, and is available exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks.